This is Our Town. Bob Sneddon here with you, talking about the arts right now. About 6-7 months ago, some folks from the Florence Regional Arts Alliance and the artistic community were in the studio talking with George Henry about a survey that was going on. They're back. Well, most of them are back. Two-thirds of them are. Yeah, Harlan Springer was one of the common denominators from the last visit. He is a member of the Oregon Arts Commission and is here to talk about the Arts and Economic Prosperity Survey. Is that what it's called?
Study.
Study. It's a study. Okay, tell me a little bit about... fill us in on what you guys talked about 6 months ago.
Certainly. First of all, we want to thank you and the station for allowing us to come back again.
Oh, it's our privilege.
This study is called the Arts and Economic Prosperity Study, and what it does is it measures the actual economic impact of the arts and culture on a community. Sometimes arts get stuck in this vague land of, well, arts is nice, but what does it really contribute? So what this does is it collects data to prove that what is the actual economic impact of the arts and culture in Florence. And so about almost 400 communities around the country are doing this study right now, and some 21 communities in Oregon. This is the first time that Florence has done it. And it started back in May, and so we're 6 months into the study now. And so we kind of wanted to come back and give you a report card of how we're doing. Here's how the study works. There's two parts. First is audience surveys. We go to arts and culture events, and I'm going to name some of them in a minute, and we ask audience members as they go to the event to fill out a simple form. It's a quick two-page form. Just check the boxes and fill in a few numbers. And we also have organizational surveys. We ask if many of the organizations around town will fill out numbers about how much resources and volunteer time they put into the arts. So what we do is we collect all that data, and then we come back and we show it. You know, how much, what is the real economic impact here? As an example, last time we did this in Eugene, the economic impact of the arts and culture there was some $60 million and represented about 2,400 jobs. In Lincoln County, just up the road here, it was about $10 million and 72 jobs. So this is real. This is real stuff. And so where we are now is that we've been doing the survey for 6 months. Our target for audience surveys was to get 800 of them in a year, in 12 months. So we're halfway through, and we've got 570 surveys.
Okay, so you're on track.
We're well ahead of the pace. We're about 71%. So we want to sincerely thank the community and all the public who has come by and filled out our survey.
And a lot of people have seen you and others working on this at events, the Florence Event Center and around the community. And you're there with your clipboards.
Right. Let me tell you where we've been. We have been to the Roadie Days events. We've been to City Light Cinema for Downton Abbey. We've been at the Military Museum on the 4th of July. We've been at performances of Charlie Brown, sponsored by Crow. We've been at events from the Last Resort Players. We've been to Rods and Roadies. We've been to Festival of Books. We've been to Fra's Plein Air event. And we were just at the library for the Fiesta Cultural, the Latino-Latinx event. So we've been out there. Yeah. And again, I want to thank the public for stopping by and not being intimidated by survey. You know, sometimes you get surveyed to death. You go get your oil changed, or you go get a package from Amazon, and they send you a survey.
You get an email.
Well, yeah. And so, so we appreciate the fact that people are actually doing this survey. And the key with ours is when we get this information, we're going to come back to the community next year, and we're going to report what we found. One of the other frustrating things about surveys is you fill out this survey, and whatever happened to that? What did they ever do with that information?
Yeah, what were they measuring, and what were they going to do with that information?
And so we're going to come back with this information I just mentioned about the total impact in dollars. Also, here's an important number that comes out of this. It tells you how much an audience member actually spends in the local community every time they come to an event. For example, last time we did this, we found that audience members spend about $40 in the local community. That means they come, they buy lunch, they buy dinner, they have drinks, they stay overnight, they buy souvenirs. So that's important that the community understands that this is not just a great big number, it also impacts local businesses. So, again, I want to thank the public for stopping by and doing this for us. And the other thing is, what do we get out of this? When we get this number, what do you do with it? You know, and what it does is it, number one, shows the impact of the arts here. Number two, it helps you get donations. If you're an organization, you can take this number and say, look, you know, you should give us some support.
Right.
It also helps you get support from city government, county government, people that you need support from. You can show them that we're actually contributing here. And finally, it helps you get grants. You know, people who give out grants want to know that they're going to do it in a vibrant, you know, active arts community. Mm-hmm. So this data can really be useful to everybody who does it. So we really appreciate people helping us with it. We're going to be at other events coming up. We're going to be at Holly Jolly Follies. We're going to be at Sweet Charity.
Ah.
We're going to be at Fra's Holiday Art Festival mm-hmm. in Empty Bowls. And then later on, we're going to be at the Winter Music Festival in January. And here's one you'll love. We're going to be at the KCST Home and Garden Show in March.
That's a cultural event.
So we're going to be out there. So there's plenty of time for you to come and fill out the survey. By the way, one final point. Even if you filled out the survey before, you can fill it out at every event that you come to. So we have people now that have filled it out two or three times. You can fill it out every time you come.
All right.
Please come and do that.
Harlan Springer is a Florence resident, but he's a member of the Oregon Arts Commission, and we'll talk about what that connection is here a little bit more. But Kristen Anderson is your position, Kristen, with the Florence Regional Arts Alliance is your...
I'm the current president of
current
the Florence
president.
Regional
okay.
Arts Alliance. Yes.
And Joe Beaudreau is with us as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Joe has a tie to the arts community because she operates an art supply store. See, there's your commercial.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it. The arts and culture is alive here in this community, and there's a whole variety of individuals who are not only active participants in the various types of arts, culinary, visual, theatrical, visual, all of that, but also people who may not realize that they are supporting the arts in other ways, too. So mm-hmm. our patrons are very important as well.
Yeah, anybody that goes into one of the local gift shops and buys maybe some hand-drawn postcards or greeting cards or hand painted or whatever or photographs, they're engaging in the arts community. So, Kristen, what was Fra's tie-in with this survey, or what was your response? Did Harlan come to you and say, "Hey, we'd like to do this," or did you approach him after hearing about it? Or
I think it was sort of joint. We heard about it from the Oregon Arts Commission, Leora Sponko, and as she was trying to find communities that might be interested in participating this year. And it sounded like a wonderful opportunity. And since Fra wanted to ensure it happened, we decided that we would give it our backing to try and make sure that happened.
All right. And Joe, what was your connection to this? How did you get involved with it?
Well, I've known about this study for many years now, being an administrator at the Silicon Valley Arts Council, and we really were able to embrace a lot of those data and statistics when building the City of Florence's Public Art Committee. So it was really fantastic to be able to use the numbers that Harlan had mentioned earlier in the conversation to really show off the importance of the arts and culture in communities, especially rural communities.
Kristen, why is it so important, especially right now, to focus on the arts and promote public arts? What is the benefit to the community for doing that?
Oh, there's a huge amount of benefit, but the more immediate one that we like to focus on because we make use of it is getting grants. But the second thing is arts just helps everyone in the community. We've been working really closely with seniors trying to give them art supplies and classes because it helps their body and their mind. So arts, whether you're an artist or not, arts helps people. Yeah. You walk by a piece of public art in Old Town and it makes you smile. You know, it just makes you feel good. So yes, there's just a huge benefit to everybody of art.
And you talk about the public art in Old Town. Let's talk about that. Last month, there was the most recent displays were rolled out of the public art in Old Town and around the community. Can you run through, Joe, can you run through a list of what is out there and what the sources are for those? Where they're from?
Yes, the most current rotation of art is under the City of Florence's Public Art Committee called Art Exposed. It's a biannual exchange of art outdoors, and it's a really fantastic program because it gets rotated every 2 years, which keeps it fresh for our local community members as well as our tourists. It keeps them coming back.
It's nice to see the... nice to see art, but it is nice to see something new sometimes.
Yes, and we are very fortunate because we originally started out with 5 locations and we have been able to expand to 8 additional locations. Mm-hmm. So I'd encourage our community members to come down to the Veterans Memorial Park, River Roasters, the Interpretive Center Rain Garden, the east side of the Interpretive Center, We have a new location in the Secret Garden, located in the Gazebo Plaza, so I would encourage you to come find that.
In the Secret Garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Gazebo Plaza, and then we have Maple Street Park, as well as the Chamber Lawn. Now, all of these pieces are absolutely fantastic, and I would encourage our community members, again, to go check it out and learn more about it on the city's website at ci.florence.or.us.
All right. Joe Beaudreau and Kristen Anderson are members of the Florence Regional Arts Alliance. Kristen is the president of the Florence Regional Arts Alliance. And Harlan Springer is with us. We're rapidly running out of time. And Harlan, what are you going to do specifically with the information about how many you're looking for, how many people come to visit, how many dollars that generates, and how many jobs are supported for that? What do you do with that information?
Yes, we're going to come out. We're going to get exactly what you said. We're going to get a total number of the economic impact of the arts. That'll come out of the audience surveys and the organizational surveys. We're going to come out to the community. We'll come back here, I hope.
No.
And we'll be out. We'll probably do a public presentation of some kind because we want you to see what the impact is. It'll be total numbers. It'll also be, as I mentioned earlier, how much do audience members actually spend in Florence when they come to an event? Sometimes you don't think about it. People come and they say, well, I'm local. But if you've come out to an art event, you may have bought lunch. You know, you may have bought dinner. You may have had drinks, whatever it is. So this really adds up. And so we're going to share that with the community. And it'll happen about this time next year. The survey goes another 6 months till May. Then it gets all compiled over the summer. And then we'll get the data back in the fall. So sometime September, October next year, you can look for us out in the community saying, here's what you told us. That's basically what we're going to report. Here's what you told us about how much you spend for the arts and culture here in Florence.
Harlan, thank you for coming in to visit. Kristen, Joe, any last words from either of you?
Well, the arts have a tremendous impact, and I would like to just add that it adds to the viability and livability of our community, and it creates a sense of place for us and enhances our identity and increases our economic impact. And also, when guests come visit our town, it is vital for people to see that we take care of our town, and the arts and culture is one way to show robustly to our visitors and our community that we are alive.
All right.
Full disclosure, I am on the city's public arts committee, and I am speaking for myself today as a community member.
Absolutely. Thank you for clarifying that. Harlan, last word for you.
Yes, I just wanted to also thank, we have a group here, and Joe and Kristen are both part of it, the steering committee that manages this whole survey. And so I want to have a shout out to them. Both Kristen and Joe are on the steering committee, as is Mary Beers, Jesse Dolan, who's with the Oregon Coast Visitor Association, Bettina Hannigan, and Susie Lacer. So these are the people that are helping me and helping all of us get this survey done. So thank you to them.
All right. Thank you for coming in. And Kristen, thank you for coming in as well. She is the president of Florence Regional Arts Alliance. And I'll give you a plug. You can visit their cooperative or their store on Maple Street.
Yes, 120 Maple Street.
120 Maple Street. A lot of Florence artists and area artists display down there as well.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for the November edition of Our Town on Coast Radio. We'll be back next month with another one, and we'll talk about what's going on in our town.